of the city of Shlichus. We kind of find tools to meet Moded with the Nisoynes that we have. Try and chazak ourselves a little bit. We said yesterday that the Shlichus is not only a Shlichus Klalis, it's a Shlichus practice as well. It's something that's personal between me and Hashem. And we said that the world can't come to its shleimus, it can't come to its final tikkun if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. No matter how small I may look in the cosmic scheme of things, the machine, the Sefer Torah, the smallest yud's missing from the Sefer Torah is possible. And we said this gives a person an enormous chizuk, enormous koiches to withstand the nisoynes that he has, to be matzliach. V'kvanema im ein ani li mi li, ala adam lachshov, af echad lo yochol lasot et tafkidi ba'olam. No one could do my job in the world. Gam lo Moshe Rabbeinu b'kvoydei v'atzmo lo mu'ad ha'tafkid sheli. Moshe Rabbeinu could come along and say, look, you go to bed, I'll take over your job. It's always there. I have to do my job. Rakani toch kedei his gabrus al nisyoina isai. Only me, by withstanding my nisyoina, oises tafkidu v'memes kolo ilam el tikkuna. Only I can bring the world to its final tikkun. I have to do what I have to do. If I don't do it, no one's going to do it, brother. If I don't do it, it's not going to happen. Chele godel. מהמתעון הרגשי ורגישות המרירות מרירות שאדם חש בחייב. Part of the big load, the feelings we feel, the bitter emotions we have in our lives is הגושה כי לא הולך לו. זה לא הולך, it's just not going. You try this, you look in all the different areas of your life, the chinuch, the shalom bayis, panosa, ruchnias, learning, it's just, זה לא הולך, זה לא הולך. לדעתו אינו מגיע לחיים אידיליים שבהם הוא רוצה לחיות. Here's a picture of what the ideal life should be for him. It could be that it's based on cheshbon, it's not just wild fantasies. He's got this picture of what the ideal, what would be right for him, and it's not happening. האמס היא שמצב החיים הקשים והתפוי חויס הזמן מסבקים לאודם אפשריות רבות שלא להיות מרוצה. If you're looking for opportunities not to be satisfied, you won't find any shortage in this world. This world is full of opportunities for not being satisfied. לצערנו הרב, אנו מתקלים באנשים מסוג זה. כל מעצב תמיד הם ימוצו את הנקודה השלילית ואת הצד הבלתי מוצלח הזה. You find people, no matter what's going on in their lives, they'll always find the little bit of the dark cloud in the silver lining. No matter how silver the lining is, they'll always find the little shtick negative, you know.
Half empty cup.
No, it's not half empty. You'll be 99% full. You'll focus on the half a percent that's not. Half's half, that's good already.
It's Aman.
We all like that. We all like that. We all like that. You're going on a picnic and you're having a wonderful time and the food's good or whatever, but there's no mustard. And there's a guy sitting there kretching the whole afternoon. Says, where's the mustard? How can you have a picnic without mustard? Or ketchup, whatever it is, or whatever. It's silly, but we like that ourselves. You've gone on a holiday, whatever. You've gone on a hotel, whatever. And whatever. You see people like that. He's kretching. He's moaning. The world has plenty opportunities for that dynamic. You've been rebelling, you've been complaining against Hashem from the day I've known you. We don't understand what we're talking about. If you think that these people were a little bit like us, just a bit more, you're missing the point completely. The generation of Kanam and Mitzrayim that got the Torah that was in the Midbar, was with the Anana covered, was eating man. We're more of a Musa, what we're talking about. Not the same species, Kimat. אבל חזל teach us a Musa lesson and we have to understand it. אחד מהעניונים שמוטל לסנאינו מיצו לזכור תודי היא one of the שש זכרינס, not the שש מיצס צמידיס, one of the שש זכרינס that we have to remember every day. זכור את אשר עשה, קצפת את השם אלוקיך במדבר. Remember how you angered Hashem in the midbar. That's one of the six. That's one of the six. The third last one, the fourth one. First one is Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second one is Kabbalah Satorah. The third one is Mechias Amalek. The fourth one is remember how you angered Hashem in the midbar. The fifth one is remember what Hashem did to Miriam in the midbar. And the last one is Shabbos. עלינו להבין מהו העיקר הגודל הנלמד מכך שבסיין הניסס הקודש ברוך במדבר. Remember you anger Hashem in the midbar. It seems a little bit out of place. Yeah. Shabbos understand. Yetzias Mitzrayim understand. Kabbalah Satorah understand. Mechias Amalek understand. Chet HaEgel understand. Aval this not Miriam have a hard time understanding and this one have a hard time understanding. Miriam spoke about the Lashon Hora without even it wasn't even Lashon Hora. You try to find the Lashon Hora there if you can. So Miriam, also a problem. Okay, that's not a question. And also the you tested Hashem in the midbar. That's a principle that we have to keep remembering. Seems yes. But do I score Indian Z Tomid? Why do you have to continue to remember this? Hine kefishem is by midivras asvarim akadoshim esa hanisoynis shenisa avoseinus akodesh bov midbar. Ainu sipu historia greater. As we know, the Torah is not a history book. And the 10 nisoinus that Klal Yisrael tested a Kodesh Baruch in the midbar is also not a history story. Chayvin anu lilmoid mikach lekach maisi. We have to learn a lochala maisa from this. Kol adam bimei chayov, yesh lo zmanim o matzavim shebeim hu oimed bekol echad miyasore nisoinus shenisa vseinus a Kodesh Baruch in the midbar. In the same way that everybody goes through the 10 tests that Hashem gave Avram Avinu in your life, you'll go through some aspect of those 10 tests. So too, the 10 tests that Klal Yisrael tested at Kodesh Baruch in the Midbar, you'll go through those 10 Yisroinus as well. L'chein alav liel moed l'hapik lekach midivra Torah k'dei shiuch l'amoed bin Yisroinus ayin. Therefore we have to learn from the Torah so we can, when we face with these Yisroinus, we're able to be matzliach. The dogma. גם בתוכן, בתוכנו, מתעוררת לא פעם נקודות המסוינים. We very often, I'm not judging anybody here, sometimes a little bit, a lot, we have this aspect of the מסוינים, כשאנו מתמרימים על הנוגס השם כלפינו. We don't like the way Hashem treats us sometimes. We don't like it, it's not fair. בשעס אלו עלי להציג לנגד עינינו יש פרשס המסעיננים שבתאירה להיטיב את דרכנו. You have to go out and learn the parsha of the מסעיננים. What do you mean it's not fair? What do you mean this is not good for me? I want this. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't know what you need. You're not a שליח of Hashem. These difficulties you have, they're בדיוק what Hashem wants you to have. נחזור עתה לנקוד המרכזית שבו אנו עסקים. Let's go back to the central theme that we're dealing with here. כאשר יהודי יודע כי הוא שליח של השם ויש תפקיד יחוידי. When a person knows he's a שליח of Hashem and he has a unique תפקיד, he's a hand chosen for this mission and only he can do it. וממילא ניתנו לו גם תנאים ייחודיים לקיים את שלוחותו. And then obviously of course he gets given all the conditions and tools and situations he needs to makayim this shliches. Who may win kalibe de ms ein matzav shiyoycholoy melo lechli or aneinu matzliach. Those two phrases don't have relevance anymore. Lo lechli ani lo matzliach. What are you talking about? You be duke where you're supposed to be with everything you're supposed to have. Couldn't be better. Sham tomen miloy tafkidi yechidoy. Yeah, is where your unique tafkid lies. These problems and difficulties are not a distraction from what you think your mission in life. This is your mission. It's a whole new... I know this takes a long time to start absorbing. They're not posh at all. We think I have a tafkid. My tafkid is alles best gimel. Fine. Hashem, will you just do me a favor and don't interfere? Just let me get on. I can take care of this. If Hashem just won't interfere, please. I can plow and I can plant and I can grow and I can harvest the fruit and I can grow beautiful fruit as long as there's no hailstorm. So I'll do my bit, Hashem, and I'll plant and farm and do everything I need to do for Parnassa. I'm just asking you, please, no insect infestations, no locust, no hail, no rain at the wrong time. Just you do what you have to do and I'll do what I have to do. It's called Bale Shitufim. It's a level of betochen, they're not up calls him. It's a level of shutfus. It's a level of, let's just bring it down to our level. You have a doctor's appointment you've been waiting for 6 months to get. Right? With all the protectors and all the phone calls and you need protectors to get a doctor's appointment. And eventually you get this appointment in Tel Aviv, 10 o'clock Thursday morning, you need to be there. And if you're late, that's it. You're going to wait another 6 months and whatever. It's a little kokach pashut. It's not for you, it's for a child, let's say, Rahman and it's life. Just make it a little bit more. It's for myself, so no, I won't go to the doctor, Nishkafelach. But it's for somebody else, yeah? And so you're not just going to leave it to chance that you'll get there by 10 o'clock. You've run through seven different GPS programs. You've looked at Google, at Waze, at all the ones to see how long it takes to get there. The worst case scenario with the traffic, you've taken your car for a service because you don't want to get stuck in traffic, whatever. You're ready to go, right? So you think your mission is to be in Tel Aviv at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. That's not your tough kid. Your tough kid is to deal with all the things that are going to get in your way that are going to stop you from getting there. How do we look at the situation? Hashem, I have to be in Tel Aviv by 10 o'clock. So I'm going to be there at 10 o'clock as long as there's no unforeseen circumstances. What the insurance companies call acts of God. How much they call it an act of God, and then they deny the existence of God. I can get there. I can't get to Tel Aviv, of course I can get there. But I know that you can do things that will stop me from getting this. I'm asking you, please don't interfere. That's how we look at it. Whoever got up and said, Hashem, I haven't got a clear to get to Tel Aviv by 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, but I need to be there. I'm asking you, please help me be there. Whoever davened like that? You know anybody that davened like that? I need to be in Tel Aviv by 10 o'clock. Please don't interfere. That's how we daven, not chutzpedik. But that's how we think. We think we know what our mission is. Our mission is I have to be in Tel Aviv at 10 o'clock. That's what you think your mission is? Maybe your mission is to see how you're going to behave when it doesn't go the way you want it to go. Maybe that's your mission, is to meet again your midas. You know, how many oofs you can say between Yaron and Tel Aviv when it's not working. How upset you'll get, angry you'll get in the traffic, and then the child screaming, and then you scream and you shout, and the guy cuts you off, and the traffic lights are anti-Semitic, and by the time you get to Tel Aviv, you're a wreck, and you missed the point completely. You missed the whole story. We're traveling in the wrong direction. You weren't supposed to be in Tel Aviv at 10 o'clock. You were supposed to handle the difficulties on the journey. If you understand that. So then it's a, if you were going to fax the night before, email, today we don't use faxes, to tell the story the way I heard it. You get a WhatsApp. Yeah, she's a WhatsApp group. So you get a WhatsApp from Hashem. It says, you think you have to be in Tel Aviv tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, yeah? I've got news for you, you don't have to be in Tel Aviv at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I just want to see how you're going to handle, you know, your car not starting, the traffic, the flat tire, all the untold obstacles I'm going to put in your way that are going to prevent you to get there. I just want to see how you handle it. You know, when your car doesn't start, you're whistling, you're humming a niggin. This is beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Then you get the car starting, you're driving, now you're breezing, there's no traffic, you look at your watch, you're going to get there on time, flat tire. Thank you, Hashem. Great. If you understood what your job was and you're doing your job, then you're fine. The problem is we don't know what our job is.
That means
why do you have to make a correct ishtadlut? We never ever denied that. We're not discussing ishtadlut now.
No, but
we've opened the Shulchan Aruch on the siman where it's talking about betochen.
You have to go to Tel Aviv. You have standards. That means
fine. Make your. You have to do whatever ishtadlut you can to get to Tel Aviv. But understand that that might not be what you're supposed to do. How do I know what I'm supposed to do? Look at what Hashem puts in your way.
Yeah.
Of course. You don't lie in bed and say, well, I don't have to go to Tel Aviv. Of course you have to get out of bed. You've got to do what you have to do. You've got to go to work. You've got to do what you have to do. Of course, not saying that. The question is now, is how do you behave when it doesn't go the way you want it?
Yeah.
When your ishtat list is done bringing you what you...
Yes.
It's the same with learning. I learn and I learn. I'm not cut out for learning. I learn and I'm not. And I don't feel I'm being matzliach in my learning. So what do? In bed and say, because I'm not going to learn? No, you have to learn. Will you be matzliach? You not be matzliach?
Yes.
Who says your job is to be matzliach? Your job is to learn. So why do you have to do these studies? That's not a question. But when it's not going the way you want it, now what do you do? That's the nisoid. The nisoid is not the ishtadlis. It's when the ishtadlis is not bring me the results I want.
Yes.
Who says you're supposed to get the results you want? You're a shliach of Hashem. The flat tire and the car not starting. And by the way, when you get there, eventually the doctor's not there. They forgot to. That's happened to me, but not with a doctor, with a donor. I drove for an hour to go see a donor once, and he forgot to phone me to cancel the appointment. I wrote him a very nasty letter. Oh, I wrote him a nasty letter. Not for me. No, I learned from a very choshev Rosh Yeshiva. There's a very choshev Rosh Yeshiva fundraising in South Africa, and he went to a donor to get an appointment, and the guy wasn't there. And he wrote him a filthy letter. Mamash, a harif letter, and he said, I didn't do it for him. He said, but the other Mushulachim that come to this town, whatever, and I was doing it to protect them from this guy. So it happened to me a year later, I was there. Mamash, a year later, and also same thing, I just started. It doesn't help me, but you know the guy as well. Yeah, no, I won't mention his name because it's Lashon Hara, but no, but it's a posh. So what do? You get upset? No, that's Hashem as well. Hashem wanted you to go there and be there. Why? We don't always understand. What I have to be standing here for now? He wants to test you. How are you going to handle it? Are you going to scream at the secretary like it's her fault? Are you going to... Well, what are you going to... How are you going to handle the situation? As there, we have to continue to remind ourselves, and it takes practice, constant practice. Allah Adam Lahare.
I missed you.
Huh?
Even a little box of chocolate. I'm waiting, sorry, I missed it. I was looking forward to meeting you.
That would be a good idea. Try and remember that next time. That would be very good. Leave him a box of chocolates and tell him, I'm really sorry that I missed you. I'm looking forward to seeing you next time. You probably have more chance of getting an appointment again with him than the way I did it, huh? Yeah. Correct. That might be Taka. It's a Giddish Hashem. You'll come with me next time I go home? I'll slip you along with me. No, it's a house God. Something like my mother would do. And I'm saying, I'm serious. Why are you getting upset with him? It's not him. You're being tested. So do the nice thing. Shmak. Thank you. Ala Adam Lahare. Dafka nisoynes ham yuchodi ma'ivri alai. Haim apik ha'ashko ham yuchad she'anik li Hashem Yisbarach. What's going, what I'm doing now, this whole situation, that's the investment that Hashem's given me. Yesh kan mokum ubekar lehitgader bem. This is where I create who I am. Zu tafkidi yichidi alai admus. This is my unique mission in the world. Tafkid she'af adam ba'ila me'adam arishin bat Mashiach lo yichidi. No one else can deal with this unique situation that I'm dealing with now. And of course, it's when things don't go our own way. That's really when this is happening. When everything's going my way, you know, I've got a wonderful feeling. You know that song? Everything's going my way. Everything's got to go your way? The Millers are all stickler. Everything has to go your way? Everything? Everything's going my way. Oh, Baldic. The truth is, everything is always going my way. Especially when it's not going the way I thought it should go. That's really when it's going my way. It's Hashem. That's all Hashem.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. This takes training. This is not our muskel rishon. This is not our default position. This is the opposite of the way we've been brought up. Brother, your kids are watching you as well, by the way. The way you deal with these nesonis and whatever, you're giving your kids an enormous gift.
About 3 years ago, I had an appointment on the 4th of January in Boston. I arrived.
That's a long drive from here.
It's a very long drive. Erev Shabbos, I arrived and just about made it to the Chabad rabbi I was staying with. I had a meeting on Monday morning, so I decided it was cheaper to fly over a week and arrive in time for Shabbos. He gave me to share the room with another guy who'd never been married before. And at the table, there was a girl. He had a few people around the table. Till 4 o'clock in the morning, I was persuading this guy, go for the girl. You seem very compatible. You really think so. Monday, I went to a meeting at Office Depot. I arrived 5 minutes before my meeting. I went to the front desk, the reception. They called up to the buyer and she sent down a message. Please tell Menashe, I really apologize. I know he's come a very long way, but I can't come down and see him. I'm in the middle of an emergency. emergency board meeting. Apologies. Flew back to Etisra, and my wife said, so how was the meeting? I said,
fantastic.
There was no meeting. So she said, what did you go for? I said, clearly to make a shidduch. A year later, on Erev Hanukkah, the Chabad rabbi that I stayed with, we happened to meet him in the Inbal Hotel. We went there for Hanukkah lighting. And he comes out the lift as we were going down in the lift. He goes, what did you say to so-and-so a year ago in my house? I said, what do you mean? He goes, he got married. He married the girl.
Now you know why you have to be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a Pesach Kron story that you should tell Rav Pesach Kron. That you should pick up the phone in front of Pesach Kron to tell that story. That's a Pesach Kron story.
But even without knowing that anything might come from it, I told my wife, as soon as I came back, I was there. I went there.
You obviously weren't there to meet this woman at office, Deborah.
Yeah.
Because if you were meant to meet her, you would have met her. But how did you react? You could have reacted with oof, oh, waste of time, trach, boom, got it. Or you could react and say, okay. To you it was obvious. Not everybody has it so obvious.
Rosh Yeshiva.
Sure.
In 10 trips to Tel Aviv, somebody, I don't know, let's just say somebody, would respond not in a way, would do the, you know, cursing, finger pointing, anti-shield lights, the whole thing, cutting people off. So why does Hashem keep giving them the task, going there, come on.
If this test is still happening, then Vaisto is useful. They have work to do there. Yeah. It might not be that you'll breeze through there calm and relaxed and chilled. It. Maybe your nisoyin is to scream at one bus driver less. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. But if you keep, yeah. Or you should step back and ask a shala, like maybe I'm not supposed to get it. Why are you still going to Tel Aviv? I'll do like I did, check the train, and then the train got stuck and I nearly missed my grandson's birth because I was being clever. I was so proud of myself. That was Gava. That was Kulu Gava. I was so proud of myself that I didn't drive. I went in the train and I saw the traffic and I was going, oh, Buch Hashem, look, we're on the train or whatever. In the middle of a field, the train just stops. Boom. Boom. You at the press? Who was at the press? I nearly missed my grandson's press because of that. All right. That's a horrible nisai. You've been mason nefesh all the way. You come back from holiday to go to your grandson's bris, duck, 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 whatever, and the train gets stuck.
In 2003 in Tisha B'Av, my wife was 6 months pregnant, and that morning she woke up having contractions 3 minutes later and bleeding. We went to the gynecologist. He said, "What are you doing here? Get to Shari Tzedek. You're having the baby. It doesn't look good. Go to the hospital." So we stopped back at the house on the way back from Bet. We saw the gynecologist in Bet. We drove past Ayod in our house. We stopped just to ask the neighbors to help us with the kids. As we left, I grabbed 3 slices of bread and 3 eggs. My wife said, "What is it with you, Sephardim? You're always thinking about living in a crisis." So she said, "But anyway, why 3? I said, "In case I meet someone in the hospital who hasn't had time to prepare." We get to Shari Tzedek. They take her into the delivery room. And I'm saying to Hillel, until the last 20 minutes before the tzom, I went to wash, and I sat down and I'm eating my egg and my piece of bread. A young yeshiva bacher comes over. He's married, sorry, he's in COVID. He says, "I don't suppose you happen to have a spare egg and a spare slice of bread I could share with my wife. She hasn't given birth yet." I said, "Well, my wife's in no condition to fast." I said, "I've got 2 slices of bread and 2 eggs. He goes, "You're very well prepared." I said, "Unfortunately not." And I showed him that my pulls out a bag from under his chair and he pulls out a pair of rubber flip-flops. I said, "What's that?" He said, "When I left home, I thought I might meet someone in the hospital who hasn't had time to prepare up." So we exchanged the egg and a slice of bread for the flip-flops. My wife's contraction stopped, the bleeding stopped. She went full-term and had our Bat Sheva. A year later to the day, on Erev Tisha B'Av, 1 year later, she miscarried in 2 weeks. So she said, "What do you think this was all?" I said, "It seems that there was a gezeira. It was postponed a year till it was less
so you
critical.
Could feed some."
And in the zechus of maybe 2 people thinking about each other in Erev Tisha B'Av, they got this.
I know, it's also like maybe you want to
Wow. Write these stories down. Write them down. Okay. Another enormous maila of looking at yourself as a shliach of Hashem, that we don't get jealous. Habo livchoin maya tchusha chazoka b'yoshe shogeremes l'anashim sevel. What's the emotion that causes people the most trouble? Hagoshes meriros atzvus v'dikayon. התלונה הנפוצה ביועס הוא מדוע יגרע חלקי משל אחרים. אני רוצה ליועס כמו כולם. Is the feeling, why do I have to be different? I just want to be like everybody else. Why do I have to have these problems? Why can't I just be like everybody else? אם לכל האחרים יש כסף, גם אני רוצה כסף. Everyone else has got money, why can't I have money? אם לכל האחרים יש חי נשואים מושרים, if everyone else has got a happy married love, גם אני חופץ בהם. אם לכל האחרים יש ילדים, גם אני רוצה ילדים. If everyone else has got children that do exactly what you want your children to be and yours or not, also, jealousy is an enormous, enormous, enormous יוצא מן האויב.
Wait, no, it's the nature of the Ben Adam, that means...
And our job is to change our
yes,
nature.
Yes,
yeah, of course. Of course we have to accept the reality and then go change it. Of course. Torah doesn't tell you, Shloshet Dvarim, Yoytzeh Sa'adim and Allah, Amen Olam, and no one has the problem.
Yeah.
If the Torah is telling you this, it's a deep problem. It's a deep, deep yosod. But one of the easiest ways out of it is understanding that I have a unique mission in this world that's hand-designed and hand-picked by Hashem. You can change your whole reality. If I happen to be suffering in a certain area that other people don't have a problem with, I have a specific job that don't have. The first step you have to take in order to accept upon yourself the mission that's been given you is to recognize you have a unique shlichus. This sevel will change to godless. This is where you trip up, this is where you fall, this is where you lose everything. The feelings of jealousy is one of the greatest forces that affects our lives. Lo bichdi hazireinu chazal ki akine hu hi min advarim amaytzim esadim na'ino. Chazal warned you, this is something that's going to take you out of your world completely. Regesh akine tofes es liboy shel ha'adam, it grabs hold of you. Ve'einu maniach lo lishtachre mimeni, you can't get away from it. בנוסף לכך, אדם אוהב וניסוין בחייב, רגש זו גורם לו לסבול סבל חינם. סבל שאין לו שייכס ישיר לעצם הכאב והצער. The jealousy takes the problem you have and creates a whole new problem that you don't have. It's enough that you're suffering from problem A that Hashem gave you. And what does jealousy do? It makes a new problem that's much worse than the actual problem you're suffering from. תגים איזה דובר במושל. ניתן לעצמנו כ-95% מן הזוגות הנשואים היו חס וחלילה חשוכי ילדים. Let's say that 95% of couples that got married never had children, חס וחלילה. אם גם אז היא צערם של חשוכי ילדים כה גדול, would people who don't have children, the suffering and צער be so great? No. העובדה שאין להם ילדים, האיש מתקבל אז כדבר המובן, מה לא? כבר פשטייסט. 95% of people that get married don't have children. I said, so I'm one of the 95%. מה הבעיה? הבעיה שלא רק העובדה שאין להם ילדים היא הגורמת להם כאב וצער. It's not just the עצם fact that they don't have children that's caused צער, which is enormous כאב וצער, אלא גם העובדה שלכולם יש ילדים ולהם אין. What's the real צער? Everybody else says, and I don't. ודוגמה נוספת, לא יצאו חס וחלילה של 95% מן האוכלוסיהם היו נולדים ילדים פגוע מוח. Let's say 95% of the people that had children that had difficulties, whatever. Down syndromes or whatever, or retarded. כי מה אז יסב להם של הילדים ילדים אלו כה רב? Would people who have these special children be suffering so much? ודאי שלא. The etzim etzias of the yisoyin is in yisoyin. No one's saying no, but there's a whole new cave itzah that has nothing to do with the etzim problem that you're having. It's got to do with jealousy. Im niyakinim esatzmeinu noide b'kach sheregesh akina haynu machbid godol ala sevel shanu oivres mach mesiba shaynos. The kina adds and multiplies the suffering we're having much, much more than the etzim problem. The suffering that the kina brings is totally unnecessary, and it's very easy to get rid of. Let's assume we'll discuss that tomorrow. be the last year of the Zman tomorrow. What's Hashem, we'll carry on.
Are we supposed to face the day after that?
Open the tapes, go back to the Chazorah. Check out the safe.